We'll also ask you, has college basketball changed in the way it's being played and in the way it's being talked about and covered throughout the country? That and a whole lot more coming up on the Gym Class on KGYN. Not only college basketball, but really college football. We'll discuss that coming up here in just a couple of moments. Welcome into the Gym Class for Tuesday on KGYM on this January the 15th. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes with you. Kyle Mann, our producer, coming your way on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. A little bit of weather out there, especially in the northeastern part of the state, of our listening area as well. Winter weather advisory out there. Could see some slick conditions. In fact, a few of the games tonight have been postponed due to some of the hazardous conditions that could develop anyway. Just got postponement advising that Cedar Rapids Prairie and Dubuque Wallert for tonight. That has been postponed. That game will not be played. The Marion games for tonight are off. The girls taking on Independence, the boys taking on Olwine. Those games will not be played. Edco games tonight, Turkey Valley games tonight, and really, I think, the Upper Iowa Conference, they are not going to be playing their games tonight. So please check it out, especially if you're in the northern half of our listening area or the northern half of the state, if you were on your way to see some basketball coming up on a Tuesday night. Our basketball games are on for this evening. We will have for you on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Boys, Mississippi Valley Conference basketball. Two teams that are hot right now. Dubuque Hempstead coming down to take on Cedar Rapids. Washington Warriors have won three in a row. Hempstead has won three out of four. We'll have that game tonight for you at 7:30 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM, boys. WAMAC basketball in the Western Division tonight. It will be Clear Creek Amana hosting the Williamsburg Raiders. And that will also be at 7:30 coming up this evening. Pleasant good afternoon to you.
And to you as well, and to our listeners.
Indeed. Be careful out there. Was it slick on your way down Wilson Avenue today?
It was not. I think I've seen some trucks out there treating the roads, and from what I've seen, a lot of the postponements up north or teams coming from the north down to this area, I haven't really looked at the forecast that closely, but I know that some conditions could be a little treacherous.
Everyone's too busy focusing on Friday and Saturday when Snowageddon is supposed to come and arrive. Early indications, anyway, that it could be a significant snow event. Nothing, does anything, are there any more words, I ask you, Mark Dukes, in our area, in the great Midwest, that will get the hairs on the back of your neck standing up than potential snow in the winter to make everybody stand up and pay attention?
If you've lived here any length of time, it's a tired yarn.
I think it's tremendous. And every year, I think it kind of tickles me more. Oh my gosh, you're saying 8 days from now, it could get a foot of snow. Well, it's 8 days. Who knows what's going to happen? All right. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated. And when you're at Third Base, you're practically home. Appreciate all the help they get, and come out and support them like they support us in 2019. And they are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Going to talk to Wyatt Schultz coming up here in just a little bit from the predicament. Take a look back at what happened in wrestling over the weekend. A lot of big tournaments took place, and we will kick that around coming up for you in just a little bit. Wanted to start with this today. Had a chance last night, had a night at home for the first time in like, it seemed like 2 weeks, maybe in 2019. So what I do, I spent it watching Duke Syracuse by Kansas and Texas.
Worth it.
Sorry, I didn't watch The Bachelor last night for you, Mark. Well, you're more a Dancing with the Stars guy. You're not a Bachelor guy, right? My wife was watching The Bachelor.
Continue.
Okay. See how I digressed? I'm not going to do that in 2019. That was one of my New Year's
resolutions. I started my night with Iowa women's basketball.
Yes, also Iowa women's basketball. I should say that. Also Iowa women's basketball. But as I was watching, especially the Duke-Syracuse game, and listening, and it was kind of a mild irritation at the beginning, but then it started to gnaw at me and got really under my skin. And that it was the fact that, and I wanted to get people's thoughts about it at 319-366-1600 on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Also wanted to, if you want to call in, same number, 319-366-1600. And Jay Billis was on the call. And usually I'm a big Jay Billis fan, and I think he does a very fine job. But almost last night, the game was not even secondary. The game was third or fourth down the list. A big, important game in the ACC. Syracuse needed it. They got it. Duke had an injury last night without one of their leading players as well going in. The game wasn't talked about. What was talked about was how these players are going to be viewed at the next level. You know, it's an overtime game. It's a close game throughout, and all they kept talking about was, well, yeah, Zion Williamson, he's just going to be the greatest NBA player in the history of the world. I mean, you've got things going on, and we're talking about Zion Williamson and how he's going to translate to the NBA. Is he going to be the number one draft choice? Is he a best player around since LeBron James came into the league? Oh, by the way, Duke and Syracuse are playing, and it's pretty good. And the same thing happened really in the Kansas-Texas game. They went on about Jackson Hayes for a long time. Of course, Dad played in the National Football League and Ty's here. And just, you know, what's his draft stock going to be like? Is it going to be the latest? Is he going to be a Mo Bamba? Is he going to go out? You know, it's a pretty good game going on in front of you, and all you're doing is talking about, and I understand the ESPN is a shield for the NBA or vice versa. But it's just, it's growing every year, and it's starting to bother me. I wanted to know if it bothers others. Does it bother you, Mark?
I think it's a distraction. It's sort of the sign of the times. Especially the top programs have so many one-and-dones or ones-and-done, however you want to word it. And while it's probably worth commentary, I'm with you. You got a hell of a basketball game going on and very little analysis of it. I mean, it continued into today. I watched some national programs, and one of them had Jim Boeheim on, the Syracuse coach, and all they were talking about is how Zion Williamson is a bigger version of Charles Barkley. And then Barkley called into that show
had
a little bit of debate. But I can see why it would be annoying. I get annoyed from time to time as well. But, again, it's a sign of the times. Because so many of the guys, you're only going to see 1 year. And I suppose it's natural for some to evaluate what they're going to look like at the next level. But let's enjoy them in college for a year. How about that?
Until we get this, the rules changed a little bit, and then they don't go to college or they stay 3 years in college. Your thoughts, welcome at 319-366-1600. Has college sports, and I know it has to a certain extent, but has college sports almost, what's the best way to put it? Is it a minor league system, if you will? It's the equivalency of, you know, Class A, AA, AAA as far as Major League Baseball and the progression is concerned. Are we looking at it even more that way now? Is college basketball, is college football for that matter even? Yes, it's a multi-million and billion-dollar industry, especially the world of college football. We know that. But you've seen four Iowa players. You've seen two Iowa State players. I know Adam Rittenberg mentioned, and I know TB and Alex are going to talk about that coming up in their show quite a bit. Teams that were hurt the most as far as losing players to the National Football League draft early. But is college sports just turning into exhibition games and or really a minor league baseball situation?
I don't think so much in football. I think more so in basketball because, again, you have these one-and-dones, and they're going to be taken in the next NBA draft. And but I think it's overblown because you look at drafts historically, and it's only two rounds. Much of the draft
used to be a lot more than that.
Used to be a ton more than
that. In the NBA.
You've got international players taking some slots. Yes, the freshmen coming out taking some slots, but a lot of these guys aren't even going to make the league.
Well, great examples of who we talked about yesterday, and that is Carr from Penn State last year. 20 points a game after his sophomore season, goes into the NBA draft and playing, I believe, in Italy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is he making a good living? Absolutely, he's making a good living because he's the superstar of that particular Italian team. But that wasn't what he was thinking about when he was thinking about getting into the NBA draft. And it all goes back to it needs to be changed. The whole one-and-done thing needs to be changed. They need to change it something like what they do for baseball. If you want to go out after high school, great. But let's get a system to evaluate you.
Mm-hmm.
And only the top echelon can move on to the NBA. Rest of you go to college. And you're going to go to college, you're going to be there. Like in college football for 3 years until you're at least a redshirt sophomore, like Mr. Mm-hmm. Hawkinson was. 319-366-1600. What do you think out there?
Your point last night was you're watching a ball game, and it's a heck of a game, and we're not talking about the game per se, whether it's the offense, defense, coaching, what have you, or strategy. We're talking about Zion Williamson, how he translates to the NBA.
Yeah, and Trey Jones and the rest of the guys as far as Duke is concerned.
Sean on the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line, 1334. I agree with both of your comments. It's okay to bring up their professional potential, but bring it up once and focus on the game. Your point exactly, right?
My point exactly, and it's not only for how people are going to translate to the next level. I know a lot of Iowa State people were very upset with the ESPN television commentary during the Alamo Bowl because it was basically they took an entire quarter, I think the third quarter, and talked about the national semifinals that were going to be coming up. You got Iowa State playing perhaps their most important game they've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the biggest bowl game they've ever played. And all you're talking about is, hey, is Alabama going to win on Saturday? One more time. And that got under the skin of the Iowa State folks. I understand this. I know how ratings work. I know what ESPN is trying to do. You know that as well, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2019. They're trying to push you in the direction of another program that they want you to tune into. Because the more you tune in, the more their numbers go up, the more their numbers go up, the more their advertising revenue goes up, and the more money they make.
Branding.
And branding. Absolutely. We get that. But have we kind of jumped the shark as far as all this is concerned? And I think we have. I don't even think it's close anymore. Talking about all the Duke guys.
Reel it in.
And they lost, too, by the way. They lost in that game last night. Syracuse played really well. R.J. Barrett, though, did not play in that game. Last night. Cam Reddish did not play.
Again, it's the upper-level programs. You got a North Carolina-Asheville and High Point game. You're not going to get any of that. I didn't hear any of that when I watched Kevin Lehman commentate on the UNI Drake game.
Right.
Probably because...
Or the Winthrop-Campbell game, which I tuned into just to hear Kevin. And it was a heck of a game in the Big South, by the way.
Was it Boys Creek, North Carolina?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in on the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line, or if you'd like to give us a call as well. Does that get under your skin when all we talk about is how these athletes are going to be at the next level? I'd like to hear from you. We're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz, and we're going to do that coming up here in just a little bit as well. Plenty of talk about Kyler Murray today. Mock drafts have been updated. They have been changed. Kyler Murray is going in the top 10. Who knows where he's going to go? Yet another quarterback dropping in there. Things changing around a little bit. I'm not sure what it means for Hockenson, Fant, and others like that who have the potential to be in the first round, but it's got to probably knock them down a peg or two because Kyler Murray is going to be taken ahead of those guys.
I saw Pro Football Focus third edition of its mock drafts only because these early entries have declared, and one tight end in the first round, according to Pro Football Focus, and that was a player from Texas A&M, not a player from Iowa.
Not
one version. And we're going to be talking to Dan Shunk of OurLads.com on Friday. He's going to be at the Shrine Game?
Correct.
And get his opinion, which I value very much, get his opinion on the Iowa guys going out. And there's six questions right there.
Yeah, six of them. Yeah, we don't have to wait very long to get into that. By the way, Winthrop beat Campbell in that game the other day in the Big South that I hope people tuned into. All right, 3:20 here on the program. We're going to take a break, come back. Wyatt Schultz, we'll revisit this a little bit more. But we're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament coming up. Talk a little high school wrestling. So stay with us. More to come. After this, you're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday, 9 till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! A one-of-a-kind bookstore.
Play football!
Play quarterback!
Check, Blue 89!
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play baseball!
Play shortstop!
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play volleyball.
Play the net.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Your smart speaker is your home radio now, so just say, Alexa, play KGYM to listen to The Gym Class, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, or area high school and college sports. Play ball. Play KGYM.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You guys want
to
do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Back with you in the Gym Class, KGYM at 3:22. Scott, Mark, Kyle with you. And coming up tonight, high school basketball for you. Dubuque Hempstead at Washington on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM at 7:30 on the South Gym at 7:30, 106.3 FM. It'll be boys basketball with Williamsburg taking on Clear Creek Amana. I'm going to talk with Wyatt Schultz here in just a moment as we're going to talk about high school wrestling. Maybe a little bit of college wrestling as well from the past weekend. Plenty to discuss with Wyatt. We'll kick that around coming up here in just a moment. Wyatt's appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. He is located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Can't miss it. Kurt, one of the great wrestling supporters out there for both high school and college wrestling. Also, of course, is a sponsor of our Mark Ironside appearance, which will be coming up tomorrow when the Hall of Famer will join us. He won't be in a tree stand tomorrow. At least we don't think he's going to be in a tree stand tomorrow. Maybe he'll be happy. Maybe he'll be unhappy. You never know with Mark. Wyatt set to join us right now as we get ready to talk some wrestling with you here for a Tuesday. Wyatt, how you doing? You ready for more snow to come up for the weekend?
Well, I'm glad we got a little bit of a snow cover, but I hate coming in on the weekend where it's going to disrupt the wrestling tournaments.
I hope it doesn't.
So do I. Because there are a lot of good tournaments this weekend, so I hope it doesn't mess them up.
No. A lot of good tournaments last weekend, too, to look back on, including, I know, one that's near and dear to your heart with the Jayhawk Invitational.
You bet. And of course, with a couple teams pulling out, meaning Fort Dodge went over to Geneseo this year. And then, of course, with the snow, Boone and Davenport Central didn't show up, so it kind of depleted the tournament a little bit. But there was still, by the time you got to the semifinals and finals, there were still some pretty darn good matches. You know, the 106 bracket was pretty solid with Jameis Wilson, Ethan Wood Finley out of City High, and Stevie Barnes out of Underwood. All three of them top-ranked kids. So at least that bracket was pretty solid.
City High didn't win, but they're starting to get healthy, and we're starting to see the City High team that we thought we would see during the year, and that's good news certainly for the Little Hawks.
Yes, it is. They had four champs there this weekend, and of course, along with the third-place finish out of Ethan Wood Finley, or fourth-place finish, they're starting to show their strength a little bit, you know, because we kind of had them ranked in that top 10 at the beginning of the year, and they're coming back, and they're a pretty solid team. Anytime you get four champs at a tournament, especially this one with, I felt, like I said, with the finals being pretty good matches, I thought they did a real good job.
Over at Geneseo, Prairie and Kennedy had strong tournaments. Prairie second, Kennedy fourth, and Kennedy really strong at the upper weights. And I kind of looked at the Stoner DeGroote Cade Parker match, in which Stoner DeGroote pinned Parker.
Yeah, I was kind of looking at that myself. Them upper weights with the two Cedar Rapids schools were pretty solid, you know, over there, and Fort Dodge is solid with the lower weights. But and the other one that was of interest to me as well was the heavyweight for Kennedy Vish. Mm-hmm. Or Vish. He's one of those, I guess, I'm not sure how to put a handle on, and so it was kind of a pleasant surprise to see him win that. And then, of course, with Stoner DeGroote and Parker at 95, I didn't see the match, but with that tournament over there, anytime you win that Geneseo Invitational, it's a solid, good win.
It is. A very good one. And New Lenox.
Very good.
New Lenox won it, but Prairie wasn't too far behind, and North Scott was right there as well. They got a top three.
Right. And, you know, the other Kennedy Prairie at 182 with Knox and Anway, you know, kind of, I guess, you know, when you're a little partial to the Cedar Rapids area to see those kids in the finals, even though some of them didn't win, but they did have a lot of kids in the finals with Cruz at 52 and LaGrange at 60 as well. So, and then you had Ostendorf from Kennedy, a runner-up at 70.
Solon, the Haydenfeld Invitational was held, and Lisbon just edged out Solon for the team championship.
I'll tell you what, that Solon is, I don't know what he's doing over there, but he's sure gotten them guys on a roll, and I didn't realize how strong a team they do have. You know, they had three champs over there. Lisbon had five. It'd be interesting to see how some of these teams do in the traditional state tournament. But you had the Happel, of course, Avila and the other Happel winning. So Lisbon having five champs, I believe, and a couple runner-ups. So they had seven in the finals, as well as Solon. They just didn't have the champs.
Lindmar with a nice tournament in Minnesota, winning this team championship. I'm not sure it had a champ. I could be wrong.
No, and I also saw that...
I'm sorry, Ryan Plummer won.
Yeah, but the one that I was actually looking up was Wimpen. I was really surprised that the Jacob lost at 170, or 82, excuse me. That one was one that I guess I was looking forward to because he's pretty solid. Of course, he's our number one ranked 82-pounder, so... That was quite a surprise. That included a lot of New Hampton, I believe, was runner up there. They had a lot of small schools out of Minnesota up there. So one of those tournaments, I think it was one of those overnight trips that them guys do. So I'm sure they had a lot of fun.
Wimpen losing 13-10, and I should say Tanner Schultz from them are also with an individual championship. So
they did get two.
Right.
Yep.
Right, and how could I forget Schultz for not winning that, right?
Yeah, how can that slip your mind?
Yeah, no kidding.
Marion had the Lloyd Schaefer over the weekend and a good field over there, and Williamsburg came away with the victory over there at the Marion Gym.
Williamsburg's one of those, another kind of a quiet sleeper, I guess, with the team they have. Now I forget who was the runner-up over there, but Williamsburg, that's right, coming from the western part of the state. You know, Atlantic is a pretty solid team, too, so anytime you can beat Atlantic is a pretty solid win, and Williamsburg did well as well over at the Bobcat, Jerry Eckenrod, over in the at Benton Community. So they've got a pretty good team.
Yeah, really do. And some very good, we mentioned Solon a little bit, and then Union got a win over at Comanche at their Invitational as well over there. They beat Western Dubuque, who ended up in second.
Yeah, well, that was the Cascade tournament. They had five champs over there. And, you know, speaking of the Jefferson tournament and the Cascade here, that Damon Houston out of Midland, Wyoming, in the semifinals, he's our number one, our 3-1A kid. He beat the number four, Blaine Fraser, out of Notre Dame in the semifinals, and then beat our number one in 2A, that Zymet, out of Central DeWitt. That Houston is having a fantastic season. And by the way, Thursday night, Houston will wrestle Jameis Wilson out of Alburnett. In a duel. So that's coming up. And, you know, I had mentioned that Jefferson tournament at 106. Stevie Barnes from Underwood was our number two kid, I believe, and Wilson three, or the other way around. Anyway, so you had the top four kids in 1A all wrestling around this weekend, so it'll be interesting when we come out with our rankings on Thursday how that all plays out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to retool those quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. Jim Thompson does them for me, and I know how I'd be doing it, but we'll see how Jim does them on Thursday.
Yeah, one more big tournament. Bettendorf had the two-dayer now that's turned into a two-dayer anyway. Their Midwest Shootout. Liberty, Missouri, that's a Kansas City suburb down there. They came up just edge Waverly Shell Rock. Bettendorf ended up in third over there. Assumption had a nice one. Iowa City West. When Iowa City West finishes 11th at a tournament, you know it's a pretty good field.
Yes, it is. Of course, they're down a little bit, but at the same time, that Liberty also won, I believe, the Council Bluffs Classic. Waverly Shell Rock was a runner-up at the Clash. And so, you know, and Waukee is a top-ranked team, and Bettendorf is just getting better as the season progresses. Assumption's got three or four great kids. You know, they got Broderson. I don't know if he's ever wrestled a full match this year. He's just been on fire. And but you're right. When Iowa City West finishes 11th, you know it's a pretty good field.
What catches your eye either Thursday in dual meets or on the weekend for tournaments?
Thursday, Well, actually, I don't know about Thursday, but Jefferson is at Liberty. I might go down to Liberty and see their new school.
Beautiful school.
Yeah. But Sol and Mount Vernon are at Marion this weekend. As far as the big school, Southeast Polk is at West Des Moines Valley. You know, a top five matchup in 3A. And also West Delaware is at Williamsburg this weekend. So that'd be another fine duel.
Yeah, and also Thursday night, probably the best in the conference is Linmar hosting Kennedy. That should be a very good duel.
Right. Yeah, that would probably be you're right. It'd probably be the best one in the Mississippi Valley. You know, there's some other good ones. I tried to find where Lisbon was this week, and I couldn't find where they were at on Thursday night. So I apologize for that one. Solon and Mount Vernon are at Marion, so between the Solon and Mount Vernon duel, that'd be a pretty nice duel as well.
See if I can help you out here with Lisbon on Thursday. They are at East Buchanan and Maquoketa Valley are at Lisbon.
That's right. Because I know this weekend, where were they going this weekend? Well, they're going down to the Clinton Bob Looters this weekend. So, and that's a pretty nice field down there. So hopefully that snow doesn't distract that one at all.
Yeah, and you mentioned...
I'm kind of looking forward to that one.
Yeah, you mentioned what's coming up. This is a big weekend. There are some traditional tournaments. You mentioned the Looters over at Clinton, and then the Ed Winger over at Urbandale comes up this weekend.
Exactly. And of the teams that are over at the Ed Winger, you have Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley, Waukee, Fort Dodge, as well as Centerville. And so those are some of the top five teams in all three classes that are going to be there. Then you also have the Odebold Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove, the Herb Ergens over there. Bosco is over there, as well as Woodbury Central, and that's where Solon goes as well. They like to have that overnight trip and wrestle some competition that they don't normally see.
And then it's conferences the
Isn't
next
that
week.
Crazy? Yeah, well, and speaking of who has their conference there, well, PCM Monroe, I believe, has their Heart of Iowa conference this weekend. So the conference tournaments are starting.
Crazy.
It is. You know, you start last, or at least for me, September, October, right in that area, basically September, and I'm thinking, oh, man, you got September, you got a 5 or 6 month season, and the next thing you know, you got Christmas, and you're on the downhill side already. So the season has gone fast.
Really has. And you put out rankings on January the 3rd, but like you said, you're going to have some fresh rankings coming out this week, correct?
Correct, yeah. We will have them out before all these big tournaments this weekend. So it'll be interesting to see how they shake out. Like I said, I'm curious to know what we're going to do with 106 in 1A. That one this weekend with all the results has really fascinated me.
And heavyweight, and heavyweight in 3A, too.
Exactly. With Lombardi, Monahan, and you know, that's been a round robin itself.
Really good story of the weekend in college wrestling is Cornell winning the Durow tournament. Cornell tournament's been around a long time, but it's been a long time since Cornell's won that, and very appropriate, I thought.
Oh, very appropriate. And I don't know if you guys looked at the brackets, but which tickled me because sometimes it seems like you don't have – very many kids entered in some of these tournaments, some of these open tournaments, but they had some big brackets, nice brackets in there, which I really was tickled to see. So you win that tournament, and you've got some wins under your belt.
Wartburg was second by half a point, but I don't believe all the regulars were in the Wartburg lineup. That was a smattering of Wartburg wrestlers.
Right.
But nonetheless, for Cornell to win, that was special.
Right, and I don't think a lot of the teams probably, I see Houston, is that his name, won for Cornell, and a lot of these teams don't necessarily put their regulars in there because they have enough during the year, but It's still good competition. And when you have, I believe there are a lot of 32-man brackets, not that they were full 32s, but when you get that many kids in there, you got to wrestle some good competition to win it.
Yeah, and I know it meant a lot for Cornell to have the championship, the first one after Coach DeRoe's passing. So that was big in Mount Vernon.
Yes, it was. And like you said, Mark, it was how fitting it was to name the tournament after Mike. You know, the other interesting thing is, and I don't know if you remember, that when he was actually hired, I believe he signed a six-month contract. And his only intent was to help him through that year. And how long was he there? He just stayed there for his tenure, you know. And that's what I get a kick out of, is the fact that he was going to do a 6-month contract and then just stayed.
We're going to talk to Ironside about this tomorrow, but did you happen to see Caleb Young's counter and throw at Minnesota over the weekend?
Was that ever sweet? You know, if I had a replay button on the TV, I'd probably still be playing that one. that was so nice, you know, because I actually thought he was going to his back.
And
how he ever got out of that, I have no idea. But, yeah, that was a great dual meet. I don't know what people actually think of Spencer Lee's 4-0 win, but, you know, people are learning how to wrestle or not wrestle Spencer Lee. And when you have enough tape on him, you're going to get it figured out. So he's going to have to continually learn and do new things.
Yeah.
So, and the other one that I actually got a kick out of was Lugo's major decision at 49 over Tommy Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know if you guys noticed the results of the Iowa State Fresno duel.
Mm-hmm. So Iowa State won pretty comfortably,
right? But also as a area note, you know that Josh Hockett from Fresno State beat Willie Miklas, and Willie's a 3-time All American that transferred out of Missouri, and Southeast Polk kid, to be closer to home. But that Hockett is the individual that Tanner Sloan won in the first round at the Midlands, beating 5-4. On his way to the finals. So that tells you what level Tanner Sloan is at, wrestling unattached for South Dakota State. And he won another tournament again this weekend, I believe, up in Minnesota. I can't remember if it was Riverdale or something like that. So Tanner is having quite the season.
Doing very good. And he'll step right in the lineup next year, I think, for South Dakota State and do pretty well.
I'm sure he will. I'm not so sure with the way the season he's having right now, I'm not so sure he couldn't place already this year.
I think you're right.
But of course, on a personal preference, I hope they keep his red shirt. But he is having quite a year.
Sure has. Again, remind the folks when the predicaments next wrestling rankings come out.
Well, we will have them out before 5:00 on Thursday afternoon. A whole new set. We've got to get ready for the Ed Wigger and Herb Ergens and Bob Luter's Invitationals and all the other little tournaments that are coming out. So John Harris is over in Corning this week. So they will be out on Thursday afternoon.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And then getting closer and closer to that first unofficial girls' state tournament that Waverly is going to be hosting coming up,
right,
I think, a week from Saturday.
Right. I haven't it's coming up this Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday, yes.
Yes, along with the Rick Caldwell tournament up in Waverly. I haven't seen the numbers yet on entrance, but I think there's still time to get registered, but they do have to be on an official Iowa High School athletic roster to be entered in this tournament. And so I'm hoping all the coaches that have girls on their team encourage them to get up there and wrestle in this tournament.
And, of course, Jefferson had a bracket, had wrestling for the girls on Saturday, too.
They had a bracket, but the Independence tournament was, the JV girls tournament was so large that these girls went up to Independence to wrestle.
Oh, okay.
So they competed up in Independence is where they went.
As long as they're competing.
Yes, they did. They had, I believe, because I put it out on Twitter, a photo of all the girls that were up there, and I believe it was 49 girls up there, and they were even talking that next year they may have to go to eight-man brackets where they round-robin this year, but next year, because the numbers were so large, they may go to eight-woman brackets, pardon me. But so that's how large that tournament is getting up there for them girls.
That's awesome. That is great to see. Great to see. So
it is.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later on. Wyatt, always appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for all your help.
All right. Thank you. Wyatt Schultz joining us here from The Predicament. You can read his stuff there, and does a great job reporting and taking photos and whatnot and helping out with the rankings. And he's the guy, and we're happy to have Wyatt on. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. We'll come back with a little UNI football news when we return after this.
You could call Welch's grape juice whole pressed. The whole fruit is pressed, seed, skin, and all. But the word pressed doesn't accurately describe things. Pressing is for elevator buttons and little juice machines. To make Welch's grape juice, you take the grapes, crush, smash, and pulverize them till they turn into antioxidant-filled grape juice. So no, Welch's is not really whole-pressed. It's more like whole-decimated. The world's toughest antioxidants. Welch's. Tough as grapes.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team! Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this! Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right, now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your GuySmart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut, we cut the weight.
Back with you on the Gym Class for Tuesday on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Our thanks to Wyatt Schultz for joining us. Mark Ironside will join us coming up tomorrow, and then we're going to talk a little PGA golf tomorrow. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, friend of the show, will be joining us as the PGA Tour moves to the mainland for the first time in 2019 as the Desert Classic will get underway, not the Bob Hope Desert Classic. It used to be known as the Bob Hope Desert Classic, and used to be a five-rounder. Now it's a four-rounder. It's still a birdie bonanza, pretty much. Bring your own birdies, or you're going to go home fairly early.
Zach Johnson will be involved. He missed the cut at the Sony Open in Hawaii, but he is in the field for this tournament.
Yeah. Played some good courses down there in the desert, down in Palm Desert. So we'll see how that will play out. We'll talk about that with Bob Herrig coming up tomorrow. Mentioned before the break, we've got some UNI football news to let you know about. The University of Northern Iowa has announced that Ryan Mahaffey is going to be the new offensive coordinator for the UNI Panthers. And this is the third stint for Mahaffey on the UNI staff. He's been position coach before on a couple of different occasions, and now being brought back to be the offensive coordinator for the Panthers. So I think a good move right there.
You can always go home, right?
You can always go home. It's a familiar move indeed. He's been a tight ends coach at Western Kentucky the past 2 years. He was on the UNI staff in 2013 and 2016. He was the co-offensive coordinator in 2016, so he did get a little bit of a taste of that before he headed off to Western Kentucky in the FBS and now coming back to be the full-time offensive coordinator for UNI. The coordinator from a year ago had to take, the leave at the end of the year and had some family issues, and so Mahaffey's going to take over for him.
The Bears, among other teams, perhaps interested in Kareem Hunt, who was released by the Kansas City Chiefs after video surfaced of him being involved in an altercation with a woman. We ask a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Would you want your favorite NFL team to sign Kareem Hunt? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast and Cedar Rapids next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Now, the Bears' connection is quite obvious. Head coach Matt Nagy was the offensive coordinator in Kansas City in 2017.
Yep. Correct.
Hunt had a huge year.
Yeah.
It didn't say necessarily that the Bears would pursue him, but not ruling it out.
Somebody's going to sign Kareem Hunt.
I'm a big believer in second chances, but Hunt's had more than this one domestic abuse. I mean, he was accused by a man about a year ago in an altercation. I don't think he was ever arrested, but I don't know. You know, would that put the Bears over the top? And if so, so what? You know, it's... You can go back to the Ray Rice thing.
Yes. And Ray Rice, though, was at toward the end of his career. And if you think of it as a football move, let's just think of it as a football move right now. And if you want to comment, 319-366-1600. Kareem Hunt is still the best years of his potential career are coming up. That's the first reason why some team is going to go out there and sign him. And we were talking, Kyle, and you and I, before we talked with Wyatt, that, and I said, it would not shock me to see the Chiefs re-up with Kareem Hunt under the stipulation that, okay, here's what you're going to do. It's, you know, zero tolerance policy. Here's what you're going to do. And you're going to sign off on every one of these things. And if you don't, you are going to be gone.
He'll probably be suspended at the start of next year
absolutely.
Anyway.
Yeah. He's going to be suspended for a while. There's no doubt about that. It might not even be next year that he gets signed. It might be in 2020 that he gets signed. But somebody's going to sign Kareem Hunt. It just makes, it's like we were talking about earlier, it's sorry to say, but it's 2019, and you got to think of it. Somebody's going to think of it in football terms out there that they.
I'd love to have him on my team, but at the expense of the headaches, potential headaches,
and you're
I
gonna,
should say.
Absolutely. You're going to have headaches and scrutiny. And, you're going to have Kareem Hunt out there. You're going to have him doing all the right things, going through all the right programs, not being out at 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever the case may be. Maybe you assign somebody to him. That has been done before by National Football League teams. There are a lot of hoops you're going to have to go through.
I don't want my Bears to become that other Chicago team and you invite Aroldis Chapman and Addison Russell in after their incidents and, type thing. You can't have it both ways.
No, but the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill was not squeaky clean, certainly, when they drafted him. Marcus Peters had his problems, did finally trade Marcus Peters to the Los Angeles Rams. The Chiefs have had many examples of giving chances to guys like that. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, and then if you if you go back in the Chiefs, they will get rid of you very quickly, like they did already with Kareem Hunt.
He kicked a woman.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. Not saying it's a good thing.
No, I know. Mike from Marengo on the Hurtine and Stocker Jeweler text line 2732. If you want this player for your team, you should probably check your moral compass. You really want a man that abuses a woman just so your team is that much better.
Yeah.
6093. I'm not sure why we feel the NFL needs to be in the business judging morality.
Well put.
Okay.
319-366-1600. You take a look back and how many players, how many athletes, if there were cameras or smartphones or security footage, would have never, ever got their careers off the ground back in the 50s.
That's true enough.
And in the 60s.
But in this day and age, as you well know,
and in the 70s,
you should live your life. You should live your life thinking every moment you are awake is going to be recorded.
There's a camera on you. Big Brother's watching.
That's why you should how you should operate.
You're right. You're right. And it's but I do think somebody is going to sign Kareem Hunt sometime. I am not saying it's the right move. I think somebody's going to sign Kareem Hunt.
Where's the camera in the studio? I'm looking
around. Let's see. Could be right there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game, too.
On January 21st, the Rotary Club of Cedar Rapids will recognize 8 students for their contributions to their schools and community. Join these exceptional seniors being honored at the 4th Annual Service Above Self Awards Luncheon at the DoubleTree by Hilton Convention Complex.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Your savings will soar even higher with Fairfax State Savings Bank. Right now, with special CD rates, your money can skyrocket by up to 3.30% annual percentage yield, or APY, for a term of 61 months. When your savings rise, it means more for your family, your future, and your peace of mind. These special CD rates are available now at Fairfax State Savings Bank. $5,000 minimum to open. Limited time offer. Get details at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC.
Get out of the cold and warm up with the Cedar Rapids Colonel's annual Hot Stove Banquet. Wednesday, January 23rd, join the Colonel's at East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, which will be emceed by Twins radio broadcaster Corey Provis and include Twins Minor League Player of the Year Alex Kirilloff. The Colonel's 1994 Midwest League Championship team will also be honored. Tickets are $50, and all proceeds will benefit the Colonel's Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonel's Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Nobody beats our prices at Menards. Visit our flooring department for stylish options for your home at the lowest prices. Tender Touch plush carpet by Designer's Image is soft underfoot in smoked wood or hickory nut colors. Only $169 a square foot. Plus, get a free carpet pad after rebate with your purchase. Save on a great selection of flooring now. Nobody beats our prices at Menards. Prices good through January 19th.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next. Go to KGYMradio.com and visit our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. High school basketball tonight, Washington hosting Hempstead. Boys play 1600 to 107.5, 106.3 FM, Williamsburg at Clear Creek, Amana, and boys play. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
All right. Talk to you tonight at Wash.
It's time for some straight talk.
I'm ready for it.
You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I